and darkness are starving for life's giving bread. They perish in hell, yet Jesus to save them at dark. God pay them the debt that we owe them. No souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lastly. It is with real joy that we greet the listeners of radio station XEG with another gospel message. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. Our heartfelt thanks are extended to those who have written encouraging letters and stood by with their prayers and support to help us keep this gospel message on the air. May God richly reward you as you continue to do His will. Consider the scripture reading from Ezekiel chapter 33 and beginning with verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear my words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they shew much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. It seems that in this case the prophet Ezekiel had been preaching the word of the Lord to what was supposed to be God's people. The word sounded good, and the people heard it, but they were unwilling to walk in the light of its truth. I wonder if this might not be the case in this age in which we live. We're told that in the last days there would be those who would have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. We're further admonished that from these we should turn away. I believe that the Lord desires to have His word preached in all of its purity. First, that it may serve to bring forth those to repentance who will hear, and secondly, that it may serve as a witness against those whose hearts have grown so stubborn that they will not give heed to the gospel message. Listen now to this quotation from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and beginning with verse 14. Again I quote, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. So we see then that the gospel of salvation is good news to those who accept it and will in reality give heed to its word. But on the other hand, to those who reject and refuse, it will serve as a witness against them, and their punishment will be greater because they knew the truth and failed to accept it. So then, it is a duty and purpose of God's people to proclaim the word, that everyone may have an opportunity to give heed to it. This we are endeavoring to do, both by radio and by the printed copies of the message each week. Not long ago, on July 22nd, we announced in the Press Time News of the Mission Trail that we were resigning from our job with Oklahoma Publishing Company. We did this in order to devote more fully our time to preaching the word and caring for the many duties which have increased because of this gospel ministry. We had been with this company for many years, and of course, the income from the salary served a good purpose to help support our family and the many needs where finances were required. However, we felt that we needed more time to spend in His cause in seeking the lost. We're looking to God that He will, in His own way, provide the means for us to continue with this work of faith. Let me share with you a letter from Brother B.U. Udemi, a native of Nigeria. I quote, "Dear Brother Murphy, with wings of love, we send to you warm greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for the regular supply of the Mission Trail. The latest copy so far received was of June 24, the heading of which is, I am ready to preach the gospel. Perusing the contents of it, I went across the selected poem, The Path of Duty. The last two lines of the fourth stanza read, He answered, choose tonight if I am to miss you or they. Oh, Brother Willie, I really shed tears and pondered over the wording continually. Considering my past life in years gone by, while I was in the man-made organization called church, I know very well that had I died during that time, the Lord would surely miss me. Very little did I ever know of the Christ message as seen in Mark 16:15, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This message was to me by them a theory. Today, it is a practice. Praise the Lord. My daily prayer now is, Lord, use me for thine own purpose. Through me, let the soul who should perish accept Christ and be saved. Sure, you send this very issue to those brothers whose names you have already added to your list. Please enlighten me as to whether you had my letter of June 7, if not mistaken. If so, kindly answer my question on new birth. Your brother in the gospel, Brownson U. Udemi. Friends, does not this touch your heart? When we see how God has saved this dear brother and given him an earnest, fervent desire to be a witness for the cause of Christ in this dark land of Nigeria, where many are now waiting for their gospel message. But let me go back and bring you this poem, which we had on the broadcast of June 24. Remember now, it is not for us to choose the path which we shall walk, but we are to look directly to God and let Him point out the path for us, which would be to His glory and for the benefit of others. I like to think of this path as being a trail. It may not be so well beaten, but there have been others who followed the call of God over this trail of duty, and God made their lives a blessing. But here is the poem. I quote, The Path of Duty. I said, let me walk in the field. He said, no, walk in the town. I said, there are no flowers there. He said, no flowers, but a crown. I said, but the skies are blank. There's nothing but noise and din. And he wept as he sent me back. There is more, he said. There is sin. I said, but the air is thick and fogs are veiling the sun. He answered, yet souls are sick and souls in the darkness, in the dark undone. I said, I shall miss the light and friends will miss me, they say. He answered, choose tonight if I am to miss you or they. I pleaded for time to be given. He said, is it hard to decide? It will not seem so hard in heaven to have followed the steps of your guide. Then into his hand went mine, and into my heart came he, and I walk in a light divine, the path I had feared to see. Selected. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we pray that the eternal Spirit of God may bear the words of this message to the hearts of those who hear. May these thoughts be effective in kindling a great desire within their hearts to see thy word spread not only throughout our own beloved country, but that it may reach the distant shores of those lands where many still wait for their first gospel message. Make us a blessing to someone in need, and thine shall be the praise, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. I hope each of you will receive as great a blessing from this message as we have in preparing it for you. Hear now the song entitled Seeking the Lost, as sung by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
Seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar,
going afar,
upon the mountain,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wanderer,
bringing the wanderer
back again,
back again,
into the fold,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
Jesus the Lamb, for sinners slain,
for sinners slain.
Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faith and
this message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by sending us your request. Till next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant. Good night.
Into the fold
of my Redeemer,
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
Jesus the Lamb, for sinners slain,
for sinners.